This is Howard Husick, Vice President for Policy Research here at the Manhattan Institute, with one of a series of podcast interviews with the winners of our 2011 Social Entrepreneurship Awards, the prizes which recognize privately conceived and funded approaches to social problems. I'm joined by Rachel Doyle, the founder of Glamour Gals, an organization which brings young women together with the elderly confined to nursing homes. As a 16-year-old high school student on Long Island, Rachel, inspired by concern about her own grandmother, organized a school volunteer project designed to bring companionship and a touch of beauty to an often isolated population. Today, after Rachel went on to get a public policy degree at Cornell and appear on the Oprah Winfrey program, she leads a national Glamour Gals organization with 1,000 members, 60 chapters in 14 states, and whose teenage volunteers gave an estimated 75,000 hours in service just over the past two school years. For her part, Rachel Doyle left behind a successful career in advertising because she couldn't give up on Glamour Gals. Thank you for joining me, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wonder if you could start by giving us a sense of what are the needs that are being met, in your opinion, by Glamour Gals, both for the volunteers and those who they're assisting?
Well, I think Glamour Gals is addressing two distinct issues. The first being for the elderly, the isolation that they're facing. When you move into a senior home, you really are removed from the community. And because of your fragile state, you're not able to go back out into that community. So what we're doing is actually bringing teen volunteers into the senior homes to provide the community there. Now, at the same time, the teens doing this, they not only give a voice to the women they're meeting, but they're also being transformed by the experience.
And transformed in what sorts of ways?
For example, I was just at a makeover in Brooklyn yesterday, and there were 30 girls. And, you know, this is a chapter that started with maybe 10 or 12 volunteers 4 or 5 years ago. And these girls come from homes where there is no compassion. Their parents are in jail. They have joined gangs. They were pretty much written off by the school as saying, you know what, they're not going to graduate. And through our program, I have personally witnessed girls, you know, break up with the boyfriend who was in the gang, who decided to go to English class and actually write about their experience with our program. So it's really been anecdotal experiences that we've found personally, how these girls are transformed not only in their social lives, but also their academic lives.
You know, some people might think it's kind of a slight thing to go in and do the nails of an older woman who's confined to a nursing home. They may have such extreme medical needs. Why would you focus on that kind of approach?
I think Glamour Gals really focuses on the day-to-day, the idea of quality of life and dignity for everyone in our community. And Glamour Gals' experience is really about the during. Just like an artist uses a paintbrush or a writer uses a pen or now a computer, our volunteers use makeup as a tool for conversation, for opportunities to share with someone they just met, to find a common ground. So to most people who may make that comment, I say join me at a makeover and experience what our program can bring to both these generations and how it's really not about the before and after, it's about the during. And even more powerful, it's about sitting next to a woman who came from a totally different generation and taking the time to squeeze her frail hand and say, you matter. You matter to me.
Do you think that there's an element of guidance, of wisdom that comes? You mentioned the older generation. Is there an element of guidance and wisdom that comes from older generation to younger generation?
I definitely feel that our volunteers have become the voice to this population who would never have been able to be heard possibly ever again in their communities. So by these young volunteers going in and listening, we are capturing an oral history that would have been lost.
And is there advice about the right thing to do, the best way to, the right decisions to make, or is that, is it not quite that formal?
You know, it's, the women are never short on advice. I will tell you that. They always have, you know, ideas on how to date or stay well in school, or, you know, it's definitely, we found that many of the women and the teens take on this friend role, but also they take on this almost this grandmotherly role to the girls when they're able to. You know, we do serve women who sometimes suffer from dementia or other illnesses that restrict them, but there are women there who can communicate and definitely share their thoughts on, you know, what the next generation should be doing.
That's great. Are there career development or personal growth dimensions for the younger women, the volunteers that come out of Glamour Gals as well?
You know, I've met thousands of volunteers, and I can say there's some that are natural born leaders who use this program as a way to really succeed in the things they're already doing. And then there's those girls who discover their potential, who discover their abilities and their skills through our program. And girls have come up to me after makeovers or even during, and I inquire with them, so what are you thinking of doing when you grow up? And, you know, they talk about how, you know, meeting their friend Fran or Helen or other women have really interested them in doing nursing or geriatrics, or even the idea of being a surgeon to babies, because of the fact that they've dealt with, you know, elderly women that have a lot of similarities to, you know, a child when they're first born. They need so much. So it's really interesting how something as simple as trading lipstick colors or reaching out to another population has allowed them to discover these skills that they can use possibly in their career later in life.
Congratulations on the award, and thanks so much for what you're doing. I've been joined by Rachel Doyle, the founder of Glamour Gals, an organization which brings young women together with the elderly confined to nursing homes for beauty makeovers. I'm Howard Husick, Vice President at the Manhattan Institute. Thank you for joining us.